This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Rene Montaigne. The politicians who seem likely to win Iraq's elections are taking a step that some Americans may find reassuring. They're telling the New York Times that the country's new government will have a secular face. According to that report, if the United Iraqi Alliance wins, Islamic clerics will not serve in top government posts. Shiite Muslims form a majority in Iraq, and they're expecting to take power after next Sunday's election. Many Shiite voters are in the city of Basra, where NPR's Deborah Amos has been asking what they want.
The atmosphere in Basra is apparent in this campaign event at Basra University. In other places, insurgents threaten to kill anyone taking part in elections. But Basra is relatively safe. Citizens gather to consider the issues, hear lectures about the upcoming vote. There are other differences here. Basra has been the experiment for Islamic rule in Iraq since the U.S. invasion. The city's provincial leaders are from rival Islamic political parties who spent years fighting Saddam Hussein from exile in neighboring Iran. But the discussion today is not about religion, it is about politics. Pragmatic politics. There is a surprising variety of views about whom to vote for and why. A man who says his name is Sadoun says he wants a secular leadership, not a religious one.
We need to separate between our religious beliefs and our political beliefs.
But the most visible campaign in Basra is for a political group headed by a cleric. Abdulaziz al-Hakim is the top candidate for the United Iraqi Alliance. It's considered the Islamic list because Islamist parties are running on it, and many Shia clerics tell the faithful to vote for the United Iraqi Alliance in Friday sermons. But Dr. Abdul Jabbar al-Hilfi, an economist at the university, says Iraq's national government needs technocrats, not clerics, to rebuild the country.
People who are more liberal, they would prefer a more technocrat list.
Many Shias believe Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, the revered Shiite religious leader, endorsed the Islamic list. Not true, says Dr. al-Hilfi. The Islamist parties are exploiting voter ignorance. Sistani, he says, has not endorsed any politician. The Grand Ayatollah wants Iraqis to decide for themselves.
And he's an open cleric, with open mind, that is. I'm sure he would accept even a secular government if it represents the interests of Iraqis.
Islamist political parties were welcomed in Basra when they first took power after the fall of Saddam, considered less corrupt than secular politicians. But for some in this city, the rosy view of Islamic rule has faded with a rise of corruption in the police department and a dramatic drop in basic services, electricity and water. Some believe Iran is backing and funding Iraq's Islamist party leaders who had close ties with Tehran while in exile. Iranian influence is a touchy subject for Majid Musa, who works as a gardener. He's suspicious of any Iraqi politician who might bring Iranian control or influence here.
I don't know about the Iranians. They wouldn't come holding a flag saying I'm an Iranian. But for control, there's no way they won't control.
These practical political calculations could be a boost for more secular politicians, in particular, the interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi. It is also a sign that Iraq's majority Shia may not vote as a bloc, but are developing a range of opinions, quickly learning the fine points of politics. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Basra.